Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, December 3rd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, as the holiday season enters full swing, Apple Music is getting in on the celebration with a new From Apple Music with Love promotion. Apple says that over the next week, it will roll out exclusive gifts to Apple Music subscribers, including exclusive EPs, playlists, and more. One of the first gifts on offer through the From Apple Music with Love promotion is an exclusive EP from Coldplay entitled Infinity Station Sessions. As you might expect, it was recorded entirely in spatial audio with Dolby Atmos, so Apple is promoting that it supports the latest and greatest Apple Music has to offer. Apple Music says it has additional gifts on the way for Apple Music subscribers from artists including Mariah Carey, Alicia Keys, Elton John, Nile Rodgers, and more. We've got the full details on the From Apple Music with Love promotion and the exclusive gifts at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, although the appeal of the Apple vs. Epic lawsuit is still ongoing, as it stands today, Apple is required to follow the judge's decision, and it will have to allow app developers to show links to external payment platforms inside their applications starting on December 9th. It's still possible that the Ninth Circuit Court will grant a delay, but as of right now, no such decision has been made. Now, in a related legal filing, Apple has indicated that it is considering charging a commission on any such transactions that are initiated from within an application, even though they are not using in-app purchase. Apple currently charges a 15 to 30% commission on in-app purchases, and basically all digital goods in the Apple App Store must use Apple's in-app purchase system. Apple currently forbids developers from linking out to the web to offer an alternative payment system. But again, the Apple versus Epic decision, as it stands today, means that Apple will be forced to relax this policy and allow external links. But the ruling does not prevent Apple from collecting a commission on those purchases. In the legal filing from this week, if the injunction goes into effect, Apple says it could charge a commission on purchases made through such mechanisms. So this means that if you follow a link from an application on iOS to an external payment platform, Apple would still collect a commission from the developer. And this might sound counterintuitive, but Google has already announced a similar policy for the Play Store. Google will allow developers to use alternative payment systems, but it will collect an 11% commission on those transactions, which is only a discount of 4% than if the developer just used the Google Play payment system directly. Apple's filing this week is basically a last-ditch attempt to delay the December 9th implementation date, so Apple is stressing that there is a substantial amount of engineering that is necessary to allow linking to other payment systems on the App Store. The company says this would include policies and APIs for things like parental controls, but it's unclear if the court will be receptive to Apple's reasoning and offer a stay on the ruling. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
All of this weekend's best Apple-friendly deals are now up for the taking now that B&H is offering Apple's latest 24-inch M1 iMac for $1,599. Marking one of the best prices we've seen to date, today's offer is a solid $100 discount from its usual $1,699 going rate, while also beating our previous Black Friday mention by an additional $50. Apple's latest M1 iMac was refreshed earlier this year with Apple Silicon under the hood alongside a drastically redesigned exterior. Rocking a 4K Retina display with True Tone and a 1080p FaceTime camera, there's 6 speakers capable of delivering spatial audio playback. Not to mention, you're looking at a pair of Thunderbolt ports around back, as well as 256 gigs of storage and 16 gigs of RAM. This elevated model also comes with the unique feature of an added Ethernet port in the power brick. Arriving is yet another notable chance to save. Amazon is currently discounting a selection of all-new Apple Watch Series 7 models, delivering matches of the all-time lows. Starting at $379 for the 41mm styles, you're also looking at the same $19 in savings across larger offerings in a variety of colors. As the latest fitness tracker to join the lineup, Apple Watch Series 7 arrives with some notable improvements over its predecessors. Headlined by the inclusion of a noticeably larger screen, there's also now IP6X dust resistance to pair with the usual suite of fitness tracking features. Not to mention, there's also a new fast charging mode, which can deliver enough juice to wear overnight in just 8 minutes. Rounding out all of today's notable discounts, Anker has launched its latest Amazon sale and is now marking down the prices of various Thunderbolt and USB-C hubs. Our top pick, though, is the Anker PowerXpand 5-in-1 Thunderbolt 4 mini dock at $160. Down from its $200 price tag, this is the very first discount we've seen with 20% in savings attached. Delivering a Mac-friendly design, Anker's Thunderbolt 4 mini dock packs 85 watts of power pass-through to your machine alongside three additional Thunderbolt 4 ports. Plus, you'll also find a USB-A slot for those legacy connections. We detailed just how versatile this is of an offering in our recent review, noting how much of a future-proof option it was for upgrading your workstation. You'll also find all of this weekend's other best deals over at 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it is very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find all of the latest Apple news 24/7 on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.